Do you want to do a number too, Jeff? Or,
sure, I gave you one.
Yeah.
Well, I already had it.
Which you already had.
You didn't steal it. You didn't steal it, which is a gift.
No, I did not.
So the number is 122 million. And we're going to get to where that is. So a really, really charming, lovely thing in Gates Notes, which is the Gates Foundation, reproduces a letter that Warren Buffett sent to them in December 2016 that said that he thought it was a good idea to write a letter about what they're doing. In the process of writing that letter, he learned more, he said. And, you know, of course, Buffett is so open and generous about this.
Well, there's also a subtle backstory to that, which is that Warren Buffett, 10 years before he wrote that letter, gave them the largest charity donation in the history of ever.
So it was kind of like, what have you done with it,
so,
guys?
Like, I gave you my money. And he even says, look, you can't judge a charity the same way you judge a corporation. But I'd kind of like to know. what do you think you've done? What kind of difference has the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation made?
So it's a really kind of charming thing where they come up with these numbers and they have a written dialogue of Bill and Melinda about this. So the first number is 122 million, which is the number of children's lives saved since 1990. And here's the methodology behind that. It says that if child mortality had stayed at the level of 1990 in the time since, 122 million under the age of five would have died. But instead, we've seen an improvement in young child mortality around a number of factors that really is amazing. And in a world right now where we can take some goddamn good news, I'll take it.
It's truly, I mean, let that sink in.
Yeah.
Since 1990, 122 million fewer children under five died because of initiatives from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, including inoculations, clean water,
poverty,
reducing poverty.
People were dying because they were poor.
122 million children under five. It's remarkable.
The number of childhood deaths per year has been cut in half since 1990. Now, that means we got another half to go and we got issues, but it's pretty damned amazing and wonderful. So a couple other numbers. The best deal is vaccines. 88% of children worldwide receive basic vaccines now, except in some parts of America where they've, you know, gone into a techno panic about them.
Yeah.
But that's wonderful. 1 million newborn babies. The reduced newborn mortality. Let's see. Last year, about 1 million infants died on the day they were born.
Wow.
A total of 2.5 million died in the first month of life. But I'm not sure what the good news is here. I guess it's
still too many, but it's been reduced.
And then malnutrition. 45% of child deaths are linked to malnutrition. So that they show a picture in here of a line that shows where the standard, the WHO standard for nine-year-olds and the nine-year-olds in this photo below it.
Yeah.
The issue of malnutrition all around.
Yeah.
Very important Melinda Gates number, French Gates number. 300 million is the number of women in the developing world who use modern contraceptives.
And you may have seen pledged recently, to replace all of the people who've lost coverage due to underfunding and defunding of Planned Parenthood in the United States.
Under you know who.
Yeah.
So it's a really...
I love this because it really shows that money, and it's a lot of money, has made a big, 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 big difference. It's great because, and Bill Gates said this for a long time, he was challenged because he was not a philanthropist and didn't give away money. He says, I don't want to do it until I can do it right. And the famous counterexample is Mark Zuckerberg, who gave how much to the New York City schools? 100 million?
100 million. 100 million.
And,
Just
kind of to no good purpose. And so it does take work. And Bill said, I'm not going to really do this till I retire. He actually, after he got married to Melinda, she said, look, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to convince you to start giving money even before you retired. But now they've given away.
They've really done an amazing job. They're true leaders in this. They're absolutely inspiring.
There's a new documentary on HBO about Warren Buffett that also talks about him and the money he's made and how he's giving almost all of it away as well. It's really remarkable.
Yeah. My favorite in this is actually 1% is the percentage of people surveyed who knew that extreme poverty has been cut in half since 1990. People just don't know this. The world is improving. All this argument about how the world's in terrible shape and awful things are happening, and there's other authors who talk about this. No, the world is getting better. It's safer than it's been. We're saving more lives than ever. There are far more people out of poverty than ever.
Have you read Steven Pinker's book?
That's what I was just exactly okay. What I was thinking of. Yes.
Yeah.
Pinker's great at this. Yeah.
I haven't read it, so tell me about it.
It's called The Better Angels of Our Nature, I believe. Mm-hmm. And Jeff just summed it up. That's why I was like, oh, Jeff, have you read this? It's really dense, though, I will tell you.
It is, but it's very good.
It is very good.
And Pinker also did another book. Oh, what was the other book he did? Matt Ridley did a book similar.
Is it less intense? Because, it's The Better Angels of Our Nature, Why Violence Has
Declined. Nice.
Matt Ridley wrote The Rational Optimist, I think it is. Yes, Evolution of
Optimism. Yeah, we need some optimistic stuff. There's a lot of pessimism.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really
the other thing in the letter that's just great, just one of those wonderful, charming moments where they put in a picture of Bill and Warren in a McDonald's in Hong Kong, where Warren had, because he eats, I think, a bit like Trump does, wanted to have lunch. And you offered to pay, says Bill to Warren, dug into your pocket and pulled out coupons. Linda just found this photo of me and the big spender. It reminded us how much you value a good deal. So that's a charming little moment.
Nice. Hey, I use coupons. I'll be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're not the third richest person in the world.
Hey, how do you think you get there?
Not by coupons, I guarantee it.
All right, fine.